Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, Perfect Society, Four Social Classes, Text Number 5. Shri Narada Vacha Nadva Bhagavate Jaya Lokanam Dharma Setave Vakshe Sanatanam Dharmam Narayana Mukachutam Srinarda Vacha. Srinarda Muni said, Nadva, offering my obeisances, Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ajaya, ever existing, never born, Lokanam, throughout the entire universe, Dharma Setave, who protects religious principles, Vakshe, I shall explain, Sanatanam, eternal, Dharmam, occupational duty, Narayana Mukhat, from the mouth of Narayan, Shrutam, which I have heard. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Narada Muni said, after first offering my obeisances unto Lord Krishna, the protector of religious principles of all living entities, let me explain the principles of the eternal religious system of which I have heard from the mouth of Narayan. Purport. The word Aja refers to Krishna, explains in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi san avanat avyayatma. I am ever existing, and thus I shall never take birth. There is no change in my existence. Text 6. Lord Narayana, along with his partial manifestation, Nara, appeared in this world through the daughter of Daksha Maharaj, known as Murti. He was begotten by Dharma Maharaj for the benefit of all living entities. Even now, he is still engaged in executing great austerities near the place known as Bhadarik Ashram. Text 7. The Supreme Being, Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the root of all religious principles, and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhisthira, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. Purport is stated by Yamaraj, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Yamaraj, the representative of the Lord who takes care of the living beings after their death, gives his verdict as to how when the living being will change his body. As to how and when the living being will change his body. He is the authority. And he says that the religious principles consist of the codes and laws given by God. No one can manufacture religion, and therefore manufactured religious systems are rejected by the followers of the Vedic principles. Bhagavad Gita 15:15, it is said, Vedaischa savara aham eva vedya. Vedic knowledge means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, whether one speaks of the Vedas, scriptures, religion, or the principles of everyone's occupational duty, all of them must aim at understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:6 therefore concludes, Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adho chaje ahaitukya pratiyata yayatma suprasediti. In other words, religious principles aim at learning how to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. That service must be unmotivated and unchecked by material conditions. Then human society will be happy in all respects. The Smriti, the scriptures, following the principles of Vedic knowledge, are considered the evidence of Vedic principles. There are 20 different types of scripture for following religious principles, and among them the scriptures of Manu and Yajnavalka are considered to be all-pervading authorities. In the Yajnavalkya Smriti it is said, Shruti Smriti Sadachara Svasya Cha Priyam Atmanaha Samyak Sankalpaja Kamo Dharma Mulam Idam Smritam. One should learn human behavior from Shruti, the Vedas, and from Smriti, the scriptures, following the Vedic principles. Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Shruti Smriti Paranadi Pancharatrika Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harira Bhaktira Utpada Yaiva Kalpate. The purport is that to become a devotee, one must follow the principles laid down in Shruti and Smriti. One must follow the codes of the Puranas and the Pancharatriki Vidhi. One cannot be a pure devotee without following the Shruti and Smriti. And the Shruti and Smriti, without devotional service, cannot lead one to the perfection of life. Therefore, from all the evidences, and the conclusion is that without bhakti, devotional service, there is no question of religious principles. God is the central figure in the performance of religious principles. Almost everything going on in this world as religion is devoid of any idea of devotional service, and therefore condemned by the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Without devotional service, so-called religious principles are only cheating. Shruti Smriti Paranadi Pancharatrika Vidhim Vina Ahaitukir Hara Bhaktira Notpada Yaiva Kalpate. That, according to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Savara Hama Vedyo Vedanta Krit Vedavid Eva Chaham. That by all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I know the Vedas it actually is. When we talk about Shruti, the Vedas, or Smriti, the corollaries, we have to understand it from the point of view of the Acharyas, and from the point of view of Krishna, who is the original Acharya. Since Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yomam evam asamudo janati purushottama sasarvavit vijantemam sarvabhavena bharata. Actually, the verse before that. Dvo imo purusho loke shara chakshra evacha shara sarvani bhutani kutastha shara uchite. In this world there are two kinds of created beings. Translation. And there are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible, and in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. Uttama Purusha Twanya Paramatma Yidarita Yoloka Chayam Avisha Bhavat Yavyam Ishvaraha. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. Yasmat charititoham janati purushottama sasarvavit vijantemam Yasmat charititoham aksharat apichottama atosmi lokavede cha ati pratitak purushottama. Because I'm transcendental and beyond both the fallible and the infallible. Because I'm the greatest, I'm celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as that Supreme Person. In other words, the Vedas are meant to convince us that Krishna is God. Maybe so many rituals, the Yajur Veda, the Sama Veda, this Veda, that Veda, so many Vedas, so many Puranas, so many Upanishads, but ultimately all of them are to convince us that Krishna is God, which leaves us out of being God. In other words, if Krishna is God, there's not much room for us to become God. They can't be two gods competing against each other. And therefore Krishna says, Yomam evam asambudo janati purushottama sasarvavet bhajantemam sarabhavena bharata. This is the most common, whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is said to be the knower of everything. Without doubting, let's try it again. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is said to be the knower of everything. And therefore, he engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Little word there, without doubt, asamudo. Now, Krishna also goes over what doubting is throughout the Bhagavad Gita, because Arjuna was... After all, Arjuna was about to fight on the battlefield. Krishna told him, you should fight. And he said, I'm not going to fight. I don't really care what you say. You have your idea and I have my idea. I mean, I've seen you do some really foolish things myself. So, why should I, you know, it's nice we're friends and you have your opinion, I have mine. These are all my relatives out there. I'm not going to kill them because then, you know, won't have any relatives left. The world would be pretty dull without relatives. So Krishna said, no, you must fight. Then Arjuna gave so many arguments from scripture. Dharma vivat Krishna pradu shanti kulastriya strisu duscharshu varshneya Jayante Varna Sankara. And after the elderly people become killed, are killed, then there's a problem with the other people following religious principles. And when there's no religious principles followed, then the ladies become corrupt, and therefore there comes Varna Sankara. So what's the problem with Varna Sankara? Then Krishna says, idam, what's it? Sankara narakayava yaiva kula gana kulasyacha pitanti pitaro yesham lupta pinda dakha kriya. The increase of unwanted population certainly creates hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped. I don't think people are usually worried about that. Their ancestors are falling down. As long as they don't fall down on top of them, it's all right. People aren't caring about pinda, kriya, offering pinda to the forefathers. They think it's ridiculous. My forefathers, they're all just bones right now. That's my forefathers. Sprinkle a little water on their grave. What to speak of Varna Sankara? They don't really care. They think the little kids should just spend the whole time just playing video games and killing dragons in dungeons. That's what little kids are meant for, killing theoretical dragons in dungeons. And then when they grow up, they just chase after the opposite sex, or nowadays the same sex, or animals, whatever. It's all right. And if they don't have time for that, they just get intoxicated. Some new drug they'll invent. And if they are so bewildered and spaced out, they just collect welfare. Sit around smoking marijuana, collecting welfare, and having Varna Sankara. That's life. That's so-called civilization. And when they have time, then they just sleep. And they eat whatever they can, whether it's dead or alive, it makes no difference. Because that's human civilization nowadays. But this is called Varna Sankara. People have forgotten that Nite Vidu Swartikatim Hi Vishnu. They have no idea that the aim of life is to obtain Vishnu. They don't even know they're not their body. They don't know that they're a spirit soul. They don't know that in their next lifetime, they're going to get the results of their activities in this lifetime. And by acting in the mode of ignorance, according to Bhagavad Gita, urdvam gacchati sattvasta madhye tishati rajasa raganya guna vrittista ado gacchati tamasa. If you act in the mode of goodness, you go upward to the higher planets. If you act in the mode of passion, you come back to Ljubljana. If you act in the mode of ignorance, then you go down. Or maybe, if you're fortunate, if you're a little pious, you get a chance to take birth in the zoo in Ljubljana as one of the monkeys. You're still from Slovenia, but you get a very special coat. Sticks with you. So people don't know that. They're running after something insignificant. They don't think it's insignificant. They think it's all important. When I was walking around in the park, they always have these pictures in some part of the park. And usually it's a football club from the old 50s or the 60s. These are the things you're supposed to meditate on. Seeing the ball in the foot, that's called yoga. Make connection, that's called yoga. And when the ball makes connection to the, in the net, that's the highest form of yoga. So people think like that. Because they're blind, completely blind. And all the blind people are awarding each other degrees in blindness. And if someone comes up with a philosophy that the body's changing, but you're not changing, there's thousands of people to try to defeat you. No, that's not true. Couldn't be true. The Hare Krishna cult couldn't actually have the truth. That's ridiculous. What can they do? They can hardly do anything. The hairless Krishnas. Dressed in their bed sheets. Got up from bed. Didn't know how to dress in clothes, so they put on their bed sheet. Wrapped it around themselves. Went out and, when they had time, mindlessly chanted the same thing over and over again to hypnotize themselves. They're so barbaric, they don't even know how to eat with a fork. They don't even know what to eat. So people think like that. And then if you give them some philosophy, your body's changing, they're immediately either not listening or objecting within their mind. This couldn't be right. My body must be the same. It's my body. It's always my body. It's always the same. And if you ask them, well, is it exactly the same as when you were in the womb of your mother? Yes, it's exactly the same. There's absolutely no difference. It's just changed, that's all. It's exactly the same, but it's just changed. Really? And you believe in the, you listen to the sound of one hand clapping every day, right? Of course. And you yourself are always changing, right? Yes, that's a fact. Soul is always, there's no soul. There's nothing the same. As the body changes, I change. So I'm a completely different person than I was 5 seconds ago. I have nothing to do with myself that was 5 seconds ago because my body changed. Because people are just following their minds around. And they identify so closely with their subtle material mind that wherever the mind goes, they think that's where they're going. Where the mind feels, that's what they think they are. Not only that they're feeling it, but they think that's who they are. So people don't understand because they're blind, and their biggest leaders are the most blind. A 5-year-old child will have more of an opportunity, more of a chance of understanding the eternality of the soul, that the soul is eternal, than a professor at a university, whose mind is so much filled with mental speculation, and so much proud and puffed up, that his speculation is the highest philosophy that ever existed, or ever could exist, that the simple philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita can't be true, because then he would be wrong, and it's not possible for him to be wrong, because he's the greatest thing that ever existed. So how can the greatest thing that ever existed be wrong? And how can I, what's my evidence that I'm the greatest thing that ever existed? Well, look at how many degrees I have. I've been acclaimed by everyone as learned. Although I don't really know who I am. Still, I'm convinced that I'm the greatest thing that ever, the most knowledgeable, intelligent person that ever appeared on this planet. And everyone else is in ignorance. Therefore, Vana Sankara means that one can't understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. It's just too simple. It requires too much intelligence. Not material intelligence. With material intelligence, you can build big buildings, you can create weapons, blast everyone to little bits. You can do so many things with material intelligence, but you can't solve the problems of old age, disease, and death. Or you can decide, you can tell people with that such intelligence how to avoid taking a lower species of life, birth in a lower species of life. But they just deny everything. The body's the soul, the body is the person, there's nothing else. After death, there's nothing. The whole purpose of life is to gratify the senses. Dog eat dog, cat eat cat, mouse eat mouse. That's the material world. And sometimes nowadays, cat eats dog, mouse eat cat. Because you have to be fair. But Krishna says, iti tukuyatamam shastram idam yukva mayanaga etam bhutva buddhimat sat krita krita shabharata. This is the most confidential part of all the Vedic scripture, and therefore that's why people can't understand it, because they have no idea what Veda is. They have no idea that there's such a thing as real knowledge, absolute knowledge. If you go to the university and you tell someone that I'm going to do a thesis on absolute knowledge, you'll definitely fail. That's the one thing you can't do a thesis on. Claim that there's anything absolute or any knowledge that's perfect. Because that would end the whole endeavor to find knowledge, which was what the university is dedicated to. Not to accept knowledge, to look for it. And if you find it, then you burn it. It's gonna interfere with the university's program. Therefore, present, Krishna says, iti guyatama shastram idam yuktva mayanaga. That, oh sinless one, because you're not trying to become God, you can understand what I'm talking about, that I'm actually God. Iti guyatma shastram idam yuktva mayanaga etam bhutva bunimat. But anyone who accepts this and follows it will become intelligent. Krita kritascha bharata. And his endeavors will know perfection. But people don't know what perfection is. They think if you can stand on one finger, that's perfection. And if you, someone can do that, then they'll have competition so that someone's going to try and stand on a nail to show he's more perfect. And then the tip of the nail. And then levitate 1 inch above the ground. But that's not perfection. The perfection is to realize we're eternal souls, become our material, our spiritual identity again, enter into it, and go back to the spiritual world and live happily there forever. That's perfection. Everything else is shrama eva hi kevalam, a waste of time. But then people have been wasting time since time immemorial, and they're willing to stay here and waste more time. Because they like wasting time. That's the whole thing. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments?
Marcel, have one question. When and how to approach a person with strong materialistic philosophy?
How to approach him? With a straw between your teeth. Dante Trikaya, Prabodhananda Swami's Maharaj Thakur, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur said, Dante nidaya nidanam kuvakam chipatya. One should approach this materialistic persons with a straw between the teeth and tell them, my dear sir, you are the most wise, learned, intelligent, effulgent, attractive person I ever met. And they say, yes, yes, it's all true. You've actually seen the truth. You actually have some intelligence. You can see things properly. So, since you're my devotee, I should offer you some benediction. So how can I benedict you? So, my dear sir, please take this book, give a donation, go home and read it, and give up all your nonsense. That's with a straw. The only way you can approach a materialistic person is with a straw between your teeth and flatter them 1,000 times. And then try to sell them a book if you can. Tell them that the color of the book matches their dress or their coat. They go, oh, really? Well, it goes with my coat. I think I'll buy it. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Kandaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.